Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A few spotty showers showing up on our live dual Doppler 5000. I'll show you how long we'll have to deal with a little bit of rain and how long the cloud cover sticks around coming up.
Gunfire breaks out on a beach boardwalk, sending crowds into a panic. What we know about the search for the gunman after this mass shooting that sent 9 people, including a baby, to the hospital.
New hope for medical marijuana advocates in North Carolina. Why legalization is gaining bipartisan support in the General Assembly, where you're looking live right now. You can see the cloudy skies there on that live cam, and also here in downtown Raleigh. We're holding out hope that we're going to see the sunshine again. We did see a little bit of it yesterday afternoon. That was nice. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we kind of get a restart here. We're coming off the holiday weekend. Tuesday feels like a Monday because folks are getting back to work, back to school. So let's see what we can drum up here weather-wise. Amy Wilmoth in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with Look at Radar.
I think we're going to be stuck in the clouds most of the day today, so still a little gloomy. And we have a little bit of rain, too. A couple of passing showers across parts of the viewing area. It's not widespread rain. I don't think it'll have huge impacts on the morning commute, but some wet roads in a few spots. We have a couple of showers near Red Oak, just to the north end, west of Rocky Mount, north of Henderson, some showers. These are moving to the west. We have some showers in Cumberland County, north of Fayetteville, also Sampson County, a couple of passing showers as well. So again, not everybody getting the rain, but it is a gloomy start to the day. Here's a look at Futurecast. We'll take you through the day today. A few passing showers on and off, so keep the umbrella handy. Notice the clouds are sticking around for most of us as well. So again, just a stray shower passing through, nothing really widespread, not expecting any severe weather. Definitely gray here at the DBAP. It's a cloudy start to the day for everyone today. Temperatures right now are in the 60s. It's very mild and muggy out there. It gets fairly warm this afternoon, but still well below normal. Again, a couple of passing showers. Temperatures today will climb into the mid-70s. Brian?
It is 6:01 right now, Amy, and as we take a look at traffic, we have confirmed that there is a crash in Orange County on 40 eastbound, just beyond the old 86 interchange. It's over on the shoulder right now. At the moment, we're not seeing any delay showing up on the sensors. Everything moving along pretty well. Maybe a little bit of brake tapping right around that scene itself, but a reminder with North Carolina's move over law, even though this is on the shoulder, when you see those flashing lights, you need to move over at least one lane to give them some room to work safely. Elsewhere around the triangle, our major routes are all clear at the moment. Another live update of weather and traffic coming up in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. There's new hope this morning for supporters of medical marijuana in North Carolina. A measure to legalize the drug could take a big step forward after years of failure. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from the General Assembly this morning, where a key group of state lawmakers will be meeting this morning. Laura.
Renee, good morning. The House Health Committee will debate Senate Bill 3, also known as the Medical Marijuana Bill, this morning. And after the bill died in the House last year, this meeting today is a real sign that it may go a little bit farther this go around. Now, the newfound GOP support for medical marijuana is largely because it gained popularity, and Republican lawmakers want to find new sources of revenue for the state. Taxes and fees from marijuana could bring in millions of dollars. If passed, it would make North Carolina the 39th state to legalize the use of medical marijuana for approved medical conditions. However, the lead sponsor of the bill promised the rules here would be the strictest. If this bill becomes law, doctors could prescribe it for patients with cancer, post-traumatic stress disorder, Parkinson's disease, and sickle cell anemia, among other ailments. Opponents believe this is too broad. The bill has already passed the state Senate, and today the Health House Committee will meet again at 10 o'clock this morning for that debate. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
9 people are recovering this morning, including a 1-year-old child. They were all shot near a busy beach area in Hollywood, Florida. Police say they have caught one person but are still searching for another. This is video showing the moments people scattered in fear off the boardwalk there as those gunshots were heard right along that area Monday night. Officers say the two groups got into a fight, and that's what led to the gun violence. Investigators say the victims range in age from 1 to 65.
Breaking overnight, a family of 3 is out of their home after it was damaged in a fire. The Red Cross is now helping the family after the fire on Leeds Forest Lane in North Raleigh. It started just before 10 p.m. The homeowner told the WRAL Breaking News Tracker that the fire started from a grill on the back patio. No one was hurt.
A man charged in a deadly shooting on Memorial Day is being held in jail without bond this morning. Joshua Joyce is charged with first-degree murder. Police say he shot and killed Carlos Brown yesterday on Lynn Avenue. Officers say Joyce and Brown got into an argument which turned violent. We're working to find out whether charges will be filed against a driver who hit and killed a child on a scooter in an Apex neighborhood. It happened around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon near Apex Barbecue Road and Woodall Crest Drive. Neighbors tell WRAL they didn't see the crash but ran over to try to help the child. One person even tried giving CPR. There's no word yet on what led up to the crash.
We'll learn more this morning about the next steps after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, partially collapsed. Officials plan to hold a news conference around 11 this morning to talk about progress. Work to demolish the building was due to start today, but that's being reassessed after the dramatic rescue of a woman from the building's fourth floor more than a day after the collapse. A round of applause for the firefighters who rescued Lisa Brooks from her apartment after she spent more than 24 hours hiding under a couch. Family members say Brooks dove under the furniture when she heard the destruction and felt the building collapse. She appeared to be unharmed. So far, no deaths have been reported in this. This morning on Today, Maggie Vespa reports from Davenport with the newest developments in the search.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, Russia is blaming Ukraine for a drone attack that damaged buildings in Moscow earlier today. We do have video of this here. In the last 15 minutes, we are learning Ukraine is responding to this. They are denying any direct involvement in this. A member of the Russian parliament did comment on the attacks this morning, saying this is a new reality we have to recognize. We need to drastically strengthen defense and security measures. But again, this morning, Ukraine is responding, denying any direct involvement in these drone attacks. Drones were also launched at Kyiv by Russia earlier today as well. In that attack, a 33-year-old woman was killed and 13 others were hurt.
Governor Roy Cooper is back on the road today as he tries to build opposition to a funding plan that would affect public schools across the state. This morning, he travels to Weaverville Primary School. This comes just days after Cooper declared a state of emergency amid what he calls a Republican effort aimed at slashing public education. The governor is calling on parents, teachers, and business leaders to encourage state lawmakers to reject a series of GOP-backed bills. Those bills include more funding for vouchers for private schools.
A temporary deal to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and avoid an economic meltdown could be stopped in its tracks today. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol building, where the House Rules Committee will debate the merits of that deal today. Texas Republican Chip Roy is a member of that committee. He says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made a handshake deal that all Republicans on the panel must agree to move any legislation forward, including raising the debt ceiling. That's important because Roy and another conservative member of the committee both oppose the debt ceiling bill right now. Other Republicans have denied the terms of the handshake deal.
We're seeing more tributes this morning to one of the state's top Democratic political strategists, Conan Morgan. Just before midnight, Wake County Sheriff Willie Rowe shared his statement, saying in part that Morgan would be forever remembered for his radiant smile, soft-spoken words of wisdom, thoughtfulness, and genuine concern for mankind. Morgan died over the weekend in a boating accident on Shackelford Banks. That's near Beaufort. Social media is full of tributes, including from Governor Roy Cooper, who praised Morgan's hard work and determination. Colleagues say, above all, Morgan was a great person.
You know, his intelligence will be missed. His acumen will be missed. But I think most people just miss him as a person.
Yeah, Morgan graduated from Garner High School and went on to graduate from NC State.
An extra $1 billion could be used to help mental health issues in North Carolina. You're looking live right now at the General Assembly, where state lawmakers will debate a Republican-backed mental health bill today. The plan would invest in mental health hospitals, behavioral programs in schools, and more. This comes as the opioid epidemic is raging, suicide rates are rising, and people young and old are facing more mental health struggles. Many state lawmakers agree something needs to be done. It's not clear if they'll agree on the plan or its cost. You can follow along with today's debate on the NC Capitol section of WRAL.com.
The NBA Finals are all set. Tip-off is just a couple days away. Hours ago, Miami Heat punched their ticket to the big stage. This is new video of fans celebrating after the win. Jimmy Butler and the team prevented the Celtics from making a history-making run in what would have been the first time ever a team came back from a 3-0 deficit to go to the finals. The Heat made it look easy on Boston's home court. They won on a blowout, 103-84. So now the Heat will tip off against the Denver Nuggets. Game one is on Thursday.
6:10 on your Tuesday morning. Durham police want more cooperation when working to solve crimes. Who the police chief says needs to give them more help. Plus,
it's not fair what happened to him. He didn't deserve this.
Loved ones are mourning the death of a Family Dollar manager. What we're learning about the man killed during a robbery at this Goldsboro store.
And a couple of passing showers showing up on our live dual Doppler 5000. We're also getting some reports of a little bit of fog. I'll show you where we have some reduced visibilities coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Amy Wynn with him for Elizabeth this morning. A live look at the dual Doppler 5000. We have a couple of passing showers moving from the east to the west. So a few stray showers as you head out this morning. Might want to have the umbrella just to be on the safe side. A few passing showers will continue into the afternoon as well. A live look at visibilities right now down to a mile in Raleigh and Durham. Just moments ago, it was down to half a mile. So you might run into some low clouds or maybe some patchy fog in a few spots. I haven't seen a lot of it in our cameras. A live look at Durham shows cloudy skies for sure. 66 degrees there, cloudy in Fayetteville, 65, and clouds over downtown Raleigh with temperatures in the mid-60s. Some of those buildings is obscured there a little bit in that camera shot. It is going to be gloomy. We'll have some clouds around, some passing showers, and temperatures will climb into the mid-70s. Brian?
6:14 right now as we take a look at traffic. Still watching this crash just south of Hillsboro on 40 eastbound between Old 86 and New Hope Church Road. Still seeing a little bit of a slowdown through that area. We'll get an update on those sensor readings coming up in just a few minutes. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, we're in pretty good shape. Going to head over toward Knightdale for a live look at 87 at Hodge Road. And you see that southbound traffic heading away from us back toward Raleigh. Just a 1 minute backup showing up right now from 64 Business to 440, Jeff.
Brian, thanks. We are learning more this morning about a store robbery that left an Air Force veteran dead in Goldsboro. Police say 46-year-old Alex Thomas was the person killed at the store on Wayne Memorial Drive Sunday. We're told he was the store manager at Family Dollar. Officers arrested 20-year-old Yaheem Fryer and 24-year-old Aaron Coppage. Both are charged with murder and armed robbery. Loved ones say Thomas was a strong, confident person with a magnetic personality.
It's not fair what happened to him. He didn't deserve this. He had so much going. He was working so hard. It's just been a really long night.
Thomas's family is currently making funeral arrangements.
Durham police say the biggest thing preventing them from solving violent crimes is the lack of cooperation from witnesses. Chief Patrice Andrews recently spoke to City Council. She gave updates on several areas the department needs improvement on, including clearance rates. Andrews says that rate stands at 30%, and she estimates it will end the year at 32%. Andrews' goal is to solve at least 50% of violent crimes. The chief says surviving victims rarely want to help out with the investigation. You can read more about the department's push to solve violent crimes online at WRAL.com.
Changes could be coming to the world of horse racing after a dozen horses died in a month at Churchill Downs. The Sports Oversight Committee will hold an emergency summit today at the home of the Kentucky Derby. The meeting comes ahead of a full review of veterinary information from the track that is due to start tomorrow. Seven horses died from training or racing injuries at the track in 1 week leading up to the Derby on May 6th, including two who were on the race undercard.
China's first civilian astronaut is on his way to the country's space station. The crew of three launched from the Gobi Desert just a few hours ago. They will spend 5 months on the country's Tiangong space station. This is the fifth crewed mission to the space station since it was completed in 2021.
A tight labor market means companies have higher demand for teen workers. Government data shows 34% of teens between 16 and 19 had jobs in April. That's up 30% from 2019. That data also revealed some businesses, including restaurants and retailers, are paying teens more than ever before. Pay in those industries rose almost 5% compared to this time last year.
6:17 now, and we have another cloudy start to our Tuesday morning. Meteorologist Amy Woolmuth in for Elizabeth, tracking some light showers on the dual Doppler radar.
It is definitely a gloomy start to the day today. We have the clouds, a couple of passing showers. This isn't widespread rain. It's just a few light showers moving from the east to the west. I haven't seen any rain showing up in the Triangle area, but sometimes you can have some low clouds that produce some drizzle or some mist, so you might run into that. It's a little bit hard for the radar to pick up those tiny, tiny droplets. So just because you aren't seeing rain everywhere on the radar doesn't mean you might not run into some mist or some drizzle out there this morning. Here's a look at Futurecast. We keep the clouds around throughout the day today. I don't think we're going to see much sun. 8:30 this morning, a couple of showers around. This will continue into lunchtime. A few passing showers will be possible. So best just to maybe have the rain jacket with you or the umbrella with you today, just in case you run into one of those passing showers. We shouldn't have widespread rain for the evening commute, but again, a couple of passing showers possible. I think the best chance in the evening will probably be in our southern counties. They'll be a little bit closer to a weak frontal boundary, closer to a low pressure system. So maybe a couple of showers down to the south later this evening. And then tomorrow, a couple of passing showers possible as well. Still a little bit unsettled. I do think we'll see a few breaks in the clouds tomorrow, so it'll be nice to see at least a little bit of sunshine, but we will still have to deal with a few showers moving through. About a 40% chance for rain today. Tomorrow, it's about a 30% chance for showers, and then we'll drop it down to a 20% chance Thursday and Friday. So we'll stay mainly rain-free, just an isolated shower. Saturday, we're back up to about a 30% chance for rain, and we might have a couple of thunderstorms on Saturday. This is a gloomy picture. This is a live look at RDU. They're reporting some fog just about 15, 20 minutes ago. Now it looks like mainly just low clouds, maybe some mist and drizzle there as well. Just very gloomy outside. It's 66 in Raleigh right now, 65 in Fayetteville, 64 in South Hill. And the dew points are pretty similar to these numbers, so it does feel a little bit sticky as you step outside this morning, a little bit muggy out there. So for some outdoor exercise, temperatures aren't super warm, but the humidity is a little bit high. We'll be in the 60s through about 10 o'clock this morning, and then we'll kind of hover around the low to mid 70s through the afternoon, which is about 10 degrees below normal for this time of year. Temperatures will stay below normal into tomorrow as well, with some clouds, a few peaks of sun, and a few showers. We'll warm it back up into the 80s Thursday through Saturday, though, but we drop again back into the upper 70s Sunday and Monday. We'll take a look at the long-term model trends, show you how long we could have some cooler temperatures in the next half hour. Brian?
All right, 6:20 right now. Still watching this crash in Orange County on 40 eastbound between Old 86 and New Hope Church Road. It's over on the right shoulder. Just look out for some flashing lights there as they work to get this cleaned up and everything out of the way. Still picking up a little bit of a slowdown there from 85 down to 15501, about a 2-minute backup overall. Not enough to consider an alternate route, just something you want to keep in mind. Remember, move over at least one lane as you head through that area. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking pretty good right now. No other crashes showing up. We are seeing some spotty showers in a few spots. That's a live look at Enfield at 95 at 481 with some of those little water droplets on the lens there. And the road's just a little damp. Areas north and east of the triangle especially, you need to slow down as you head out this morning.
We could learn the future of sports betting in North Carolina by the end of the week. The next steps as wagering on games from your phone inches closer to being legal.
We now know the matchup for the Stanley Cup Final. A team that has never held the cup before will be raising it at the end of the season.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is talking about his friendship with Bruce Willis.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Yes, Arnold talked about his Expendables co-star in a new interview. He said that Willis is a kind man who will always be remembered as a great, great star. Willis officially retired from acting earlier this year because of his diagnosis with the brain disorder aphasia.
Yeah, his last movie came out in March, and, you know, his family had long known, you know, for well over a year had known that this time was coming. And I guess that the movie release keeps the spirit alive a little bit. But sure. One of the, I mean, coming from a true action hero like Arnold, saying that, you know, Bruce Willis was a pretty good action hero himself.
That's high praise there.
Yeah,
sure is. Johnny Depp and his band, the Hollywood Vampires, putting their tour on hold because Depp reportedly has a broken ankle. The band had to postpone shows this week in New Hampshire, Boston, and New York. The Hollywood Vampires also includes Alice Cooper and Joe Perry of Aerosmith.
And you might be like, broken ankle? And they can't still perform? Well, it started as a hairline fracture, and Johnny Depp said it's just been getting worse and worse. And his doctor said, you know what, you shouldn't be traveling. You've got to stay off it. So, yep, had to cancel those shows. And how did I not know that Depp also sings and is in this rock band?
Right.
I guess it's been like for 10 years now.
I mean, Joe Perry of Aerosmith, pretty good stuff. Alice Cooper, pretty good stuff right there. Brian, thanks. Eight teams from North Carolina will play in the NCAA College Baseball Tournament. Wake Forest is the tournament's top overall seed and will play at home. Campbell and NC State will play each other in the first round as the 2 and 3 seeds in the South Carolina Regional. UNC is a 3 seed at the Indiana State Regional. ECU is a 2 seed in the Virginia Regional. Duke is the number 2 seed in the Coastal Carolina Regional. They will play number 3 seed UNCW in the first round. And Charlotte is a 3 seed in the Clemson Regional. The tournament action all gets started on Friday.
8 historic dune shacks along the Cape Cod National Seashore are now up for lease. The shacks have limited running water and electricity and are offered as in as-is condition. Value of the leases between $2,000 and $16,000 a year, depending on dwelling size. Writers such as Tennessee Williams and Eugene O'Neill used the shacks for decades as retreats.
Great locations. Accommodations? Medical marijuana is getting closer to being legalized in North Carolina. The important step the bill is taking today at the General Assembly, where you're looking live right now.
It's a pretty gloomy day today. We'll have the clouds around, a few passing showers. Same thing tomorrow with temperatures in the 70s. A pretty big warm-up headed our way as we enter the month of June. I'll show you the latest model trends for a big cool-down during the same month coming up. Lawmakers in Congress have a little less than a week to agree to a deal on the debt ceiling. You're looking live at the U.S. Capitol. Today, the deal is facing a huge challenge that could bring it to a grinding halt.